This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, was salatu was salamu ala rasulihil kareem, rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri, wahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. اللهم اهدي قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي آمين يا رب العالمين. Inshallah, we will continue with our study of the most beautiful, the most excellent names of Allah the Exalted. And today, inshallah, we will begin with the name of Allah Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab, the bestower, the giver of gifts, the liberal bestower of gifts. Who is Al-Wahhab? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ. Or do they have the depositories of the mercy of your Lord, the exalted in might, the bestower? Meaning it is Allah alone who has ownership and control of his treasures. He decides what gifts to give to which of his slaves, and none of his creatures can do anything to prevent him from giving what he wants to give his servants. We see that the name of Allah Al-Wahhab occurs three times in the Quran. And when we look at the word Al-Wahhab, Al-Wahhab means the one who is the one who constantly gives hiba, meaning the one who gives hiba again and again, or the one who gives hiba to many, or the one who gives hiba, which is great. So the question is, what exactly is a hiba? A hiba is a gift, but what kind of a gift is it? It is a gift that is given freely for no compensation and not as compensation. You see, sometimes when we give gifts to people, we have an expectation that, you know what, I'm giving a gift to them, and they should also now love me or respect me or give me something in exchange. And sometimes when we give gifts to people, it is to show appreciation to them, that they have done us a favor, so we want to reciprocate. But hiba, in its essence, is to give something for free, not for a compensation and not as compensation, meaning there is no strings attached. And this means that when you give a gift, then don't expect anything in return. And don't just give when someone has done good to you. This is the essence of hiba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Wahhab, meaning He is the one who gives gifts to His slaves. And also remember that, you know, a gift is given for the purpose of, you know, making people feel special. So it is a fact that whatever we have is from Allah the Exalted. Every single thing. And we learned that of the names of Allah is that He is Ar-Raziq, He is Ar-Razzaq, He is the provider, He is Al-Mu'ti, the one who gives. So everything we have is from Allah anyway. How is Al-Wahhab different from Al-Mu'ti or Ar-Raziq or Ar-Razzaq? The difference is that, yes, Allah has given everything to us. Everything we have is from Allah. But there are certain blessings which when we receive from Allah, we truly feel blessed. This doesn't mean that certain blessings don't matter. No, every single blessing matters. But there are certain gifts because of which we truly feel privileged, like the gift of guidance or the gift of children or the gift of supporters and good friends. So everything we have is truly a gift from Allah. We didn't do anything to deserve it. And at the same time, there are certain gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us because of which we truly feel blessed. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Wahhab, what does that mean? It means that He is the giver of many gifts to His slaves. So He is the liberal bestower of many gifts to His slaves. And He gives of His favors universally, meaning He is al-kathirul muwahib, meaning His gifts are so many, they're unrestricted. It's not that He only gives gifts to, you know, His righteous servants or people who thank and praise Him a lot or people who are very obedient. No, He is al-wahhab, so His gifts are generous towards all of His creatures. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahhab, it means that He does not benefit by giving gifts to His slaves. You see, sometimes we give gifts to people in order that we may get some kind of benefit out of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit by giving because He is al-ghani. So He gives without seeking a compensation, without seeking a reward from His slaves, meaning He does not depend on gift giving. You see, as creatures, we depend on gift giving. We need to give gifts to people in order to get certain benefits out of them. If we don't give them gifts, they will not benefit us in return. And as a result, we are the ones who will suffer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahhab, meaning He gives not to gain back and not because people deserve those gifts, but He gives out of His generosity, out of His mercy. He is al-ghani. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahhab, it means that He gives gifts perpetually. Every single moment of our lives, every single moment of our existence, we are constantly receiving gifts from Allah. And if we were to think about our situation, what can we say? What did we do to deserve anything? We don't deserve any gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because what have we done in order to demand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us certain things? There are so many things that Allah has given us that we didn't even ask Him for. And there is no way that we can count His favors. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. So He gives gifts perpetually. And then we see that the name of Allah al-Wahhab comes in the Quran with the name Al-Aziz. And you can see that in the verse that is quoted over here, Al-Aziz Al-Wahhab. So this shows us that His gift giving is with His izzah. It is with His might. You see, there are people who feel insecure when they're giving. They feel that if they become too generous, people are going to take advantage of them. So they become stingy over there. Or there are people who have a lot of authority, a lot of power, a lot of resources, yet they are stingy in their heart. They are too selfish. They're not able to give. This is the weakness of the creation. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, He is the creator. And so His gift giving is with His izzah. He gives with power. And this is why when He gives, no one can withhold what He gives. No one can prevent what He gives. And no one can bring from Him what He decides to withhold. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ الْعَزِيزِ الْوَهَّابِ. Do they own the depositories of Allah's treasures? Allah who is Al-Aziz Al-Wahhab. You see, this ayah was revealed when the people, when people objected to the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that what makes him worthy of prophethood? Was he the only one? Why him? Why not someone else? So at times, people do belittle certain individuals that they're not worthy of a certain position or of a certain gift. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of gifts. And He gifts with His power. And remember that when He gives a gift to his creatures that is with his wisdom. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give randomly. Every single gift that he gives to his slaves is with his wisdom. So in Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 49 and 50, we learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. To Allah belongs the heavens and the earth. He creates whatever that he wants. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. He gifts female children to whomsoever that he wants. And he gifts male children to whomsoever that he wants. So this is not random. This is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. It is his decree. It is his decision. And that is accompanied with his wisdom. And we see that in the Quran, certain blessings are really described as gifts. First of all, children are described as gifts in the Quran. In Surah Ash-Shura, ayah 49, Allah says, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. He gifts female children to whomsoever he wants. He gifts male children to whomsoever he wants. In Surah Al-An'am, ayah 84, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ كُلًّا هَدَيْنَا. About Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says that we gifted him Ishaq and Yaqub, and all of them we guided. Meaning his son and his grandson, both were gifts for Ibrahim alayhi salam. In Surah Sad, ayah 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Dawood alayhi salam, وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ. We gifted to Dawood Sulaiman, meaning his son Sulaiman. About Zakariya alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 90, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا. We responded to his dua and we gave him the gift of Yahya, meaning his son Yahya alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gifts children. And then when it comes to family also, this is a gift from Allah. In Surah Sad, ayah 43, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا. That we gifted him his family. Yani when his children had died in his time of trial, and then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him relief, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gifted him with children, with a family. So a family is also a gift from Allah. In Surah Al-Furqan, ayah 74, we learn, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. So contentment and happiness that a person finds with one's family, this is also a gift from Allah, because we are taught to ask Allah that, oh Allah, you gift us from our spouses and our children the contentment, the coolness of the eyes. And then we see that when it comes to siblings or companions or friends, supporters, these are also gifts from Allah. In Surah Maryam, ayah 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. About Musa alayhi salam, that we gifted him from our mercy, his brother Harun, as a prophet. So Harun alayhi salam was the brother of Musa alayhi salam, but when Harun alayhi salam became a prophet and a supporter and aid for Musa alayhi salam, this is described as a gift. When it comes to guidance, this is also described as a gift in the Quran. In Surah Ali Imran, ayah 8, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. That our Lord, do not allow our hearts to be deviated after you have guided us, and you gift us mercy from yourself. Truly, indeed, it is you who is the perpetual giver of gifts. When it comes to wisdom, that is also described as a gift. In Surah Ash-Shu'ara, ayah 21, we learn, فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Musa alayhi salam said that my Lord granted me, he gifted me hukm. And hukm, yani wisdom, judgment, decisiveness, and also prophethood. These are also gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahhab, the giver of gifts, yani whatever we have is a gift from Allah. And among the blessings that Allah has given us, certain blessings are truly, truly gifts from Allah. Yani they become so beneficial for us, for our dunya, for our akhirah. So what should we do in response? Our responsibility is that first of all, we recognize the gifts that Allah has given us, that we don't take any blessing for granted. We never assume that we deserve certain things, whether it is our children, or it is our life, or it is our health, or wealth, or knowledge that Allah has given us. Any, never think that I deserve this, or of course I should have it. No, this is truly a favor, a gift from Allah. So recognize the gifts of Allah. Recognize the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not have to give these gifts to us, because we can never say that we deserve these gifts. Secondly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has given us all of these gifts, then this means that we should be happy with the gifts that Allah has given us. We should express that happiness. We should be pleased with His gifts, and we should express our gratitude. We should express our joy, our happiness. Not that we are constantly complaining about things that are not going according to our wishes, or finding fault in the blessings that Allah has given us. Appreciating the blessings means that we express gratitude. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wahhab, that also means that we continue to ask Allah for gifts, because He is Al-Wahhab, the liberal, the perpetual bestower of gifts. You see, when it comes to asking from the creation, of course we should have some, you know, dignity and some, you know, some limit, that we don't insist and we don't go on asking for one favor after another. But when it comes to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember that we are completely and entirely dependent on Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wahhab. He is the giver of gifts. He loves to give. So ask Him. Ask Him for gifts. And don't be shy when you're asking Allah. So when it comes to making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names, then how can we do that? First of all, we see in the Quran the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that how he expressed gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of children. And he said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahaba li ala al-kibari Isma'ila wa Ishaq, inna rabbi la sami'ul du'a. That all praise and thanks to Allah who has gifted me, despite my old age, He has gifted me Ismail and Ishaq. He was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his children, Ismail and Ishaq. And he truly considered his children to be a gift from Allah. Because again, yani, we can never say that, oh, I deserve this. I should better have it. No, Allah doesn't have to give anything to us. So if He gives us something, then this is a gift from Him. So part of our dua should be to thank Allah. So take a moment and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gifts that He has given. For children who are healthy, for children who are obedient, for children who pray. You know, sometimes when it comes to children, we're constantly complaining, or we're constantly upset that, oh, my son doesn't listen to me, my daughter doesn't listen to me, or it's so difficult for me to look after my children. They're so demanding, they're so needy, they don't learn already, they're always complaining. And instead of always focusing on the negative, let us appreciate the very gift of having children. And not just children, any gift, any blessing, you know, that you feel in your life, that you experience, that you benefit from in your life, whether it is, you know, guidance, or, you know, knowledge, good friends, good spouse, health, different opportunities, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahaba li. All praise and thanks to Allah who has gifted this to me. I don't deserve it. I haven't done anything because of which I can say, I deserve this. No way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to give me anything. Yet He has been so generous to me. Yet He has given this to me. So Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah, all praise and all thanks is to You, O Allah. Then when we're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this name Al-Wahhab, or with this attribute of the fact that He gives gifts, then let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our blessings gifts for us, and truly beneficial for us. And when we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, for a spouse, or for children, don't just ask for children, ask for righteous children. Don't just ask for marriage, ask for a good spouse. And we see this in the example of the prophets of Allah, where, we see, for example, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Rabbi habli hukman wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Right? That, oh my Lord, you gift me wisdom and you also join me with the righteous. That, oh my Lord, you grant me, you give me the gift of salihin, salih children, salih company, good, obedient, righteous children. In the Quran, we're taught the dua, Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. That, oh our Lord, you give us the gift of the contentment of the eyes, the coolness of the eyes, happiness, true joy through our spouses and through our children. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your blessings become a gift for you. Zakariya alayhi salam said, فَهَبْلِي مِن لَّدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ. He didn't just ask for a child. He asked for the gift of a child, that may this child be truly a gift for me and make him a wali for me, meaning a supporter, an heir, someone who will truly learn from me and continue with my work. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of guidance also. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. And then when you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't be shy. Don't ever think that, how could I ever ask for this blessing, right? No, don't be shy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are vast. His generosity is great. So don't hesitate, when you're asking Allah. For example, if you're asking your parents for a favor and you want money, for example, and you would rather have $200, but you know that this is a stretch. So you say, you begin with the 50, right? And the maximum you say is 100, right? Why? Because you feel embarrassed to ask for more, even though you wish for more. Yes, this is how we should be with people. That's understandable. But when it comes to you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't be shy. And we see this in the way of the prophets. Look at the way that Sulaiman alayhi salam made dua. In Surah Sad, ayah 35, we learn that Sulaiman alayhi salam said, Rabbi ighfirli, that, oh my Lord, forgive me, wa habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. And you give me the gift of a kingdom that will not befit anyone after me. Meaning a kingdom that is exclusively for me, the likes of which no one else can have. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. He said, indeed, you are truly al-Wahhab. Sulaiman alayhi salam was asking for so much power, so much resources that no other human being would be ever given after him. Allahu Akbar. Why did he ask that? Because he knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to give. So, when you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realize that Allah is al-Wahhab. Nothing is difficult for Him to give. His treasures are not limited and He loves to give gifts. So yes, you don't deserve it. Yes, you can say you don't have the right to ask for it. But you as a slave of Allah, you can ask Allah for anything. So ask, don't be shy and don't hesitate ever. The next name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will be looking at now is the name of Allah, Al-Mannan. Al-Mannan, the benefactor, the one who bestows favors upon his servants. We see that this name, Al-Mannan, it occurs only in the Sunnah, where we learn that a man was once making dua, and he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd, la ilaha illa anta, wahdaka la sharika lak, al-mannan, badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, dhul jalali wal-ikram. And the man was making this dua in his salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard it, he said, laqad da'a Allah bismihi al-a'zam, الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ وَإِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. That the man has certainly called upon Allah by his great name, when a servant calls upon Allah by that name, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly responds. He certainly gives. And that name is ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. However, in the dua, the name Al-Mannan is also mentioned. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mannan. He is the benefactor, the giver of favors to his slaves. So Al-Mannan is the one who gives man, right? And not just once, but over and over again. So the question is, what exactly is Al-Mann? Al-Mann is a favor, but it is a heavy favor. It is described as a ni'matu thaqila, meaning a blessing or a favor that is a thaqila, that is very heavy. Heavy in the sense that it's huge, it's really, too big, and also heavy in the sense that it has been conferred from a position of higher rank and strength. So, for example, you see that there are people who, for instance, if they do you a favor, you can reciprocate. You can pay them back for the favor that they have done to you, right? But then there are certain favors which when people do to you, you realize that there is no way I could ever reciprocate this favor, right? Like, for example, your parents have done you a huge favor. And this is why we're taught in the Quran to do ihsan to the parents. Why? Because there is no way that we can ever reciprocate, our parents for the favors that they have done to us. Why? Because we can never be in a position that is higher than theirs, through which we can benefit them. So man is a heavy favor that is given from a position of higher rank, from a position of strength. And remember that this kind of favor, it puts the receiver under obligation, right? Meaning the person who has received the favor is indebted to the one who has done favor to him. So this means that they are always below them. They will always have to be appreciative. So man basically is in two ways, okay? Man is through fi'l, it is through actions, and it is also through qawl, through words. Through actions, what does that mean? Through actions, it is to confer a heavy favor from a position of higher rank. So the receiver is truly indebted. The receiver is truly indebted. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mannan in that sense. Because yes, it is a fact that whatever we have is from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above us. And His blessings on us are truly a ni'matu thaqila. Yani every single blessing is a ni'matu thaqila, which we cannot deny, which we cannot do without, and which we can never truly thank Allah enough for. And of course, we can never reciprocate, right? There's absolutely no way. So we are truly indebted by the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, man is also through qawl, meaning through one's words. What does that mean? This is to remind someone of a favor that is done to them. Why? In order to make them feel obligated, to make them feel indebted, to show one's higher status to them. So for example, some people, when they do a favor to someone, they continue to remind them, remember, I gave this to you. Remember, I helped you. So you owe it to me. This is man. All right. And this is something that we as people have no right to do. This is something that we are not allowed to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us. He tells us in the Quran, لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Do not nullify your charities through man. What does that mean? That when you remind someone of a favor that you have done to them, you have nullified your charity. Meaning you have destroyed the reward of the favor that you just showed them. So do not do man through words. But remember that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions His favors in the Quran to us, right? اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, remember the blessings of Allah. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you wouldn't be able to count them. وَأَعْطَاكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا, He has amply bestowed on you His blessings, both manifest and hidden. And in the Quran, there is repeated mention of the blessings of Allah. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? That is to make us realize that we are indebted to Allah, that we better show gratitude to Allah. We better show obedience to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the right to remind us of the favors that He has done to us, because all favors are truly from Him. But people do not have the right to remind others of the favors that they have done to them. Why? Because we as people are only a means. If we have been able to benefit someone, the fact is that it is not we who are benefiting them. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is benefiting them through us. And when we show a favor to someone, then remember that they can always reciprocate. And if they cannot reciprocate, when they say Jazakallahu khayran, may Allah reward you, you know, with good, then they have rewarded you. They have done their part. This doesn't mean that you just say Jazakallah khair and then you completely forget about and ignore and overlook the good that others have done to you. No, you remember that. But when you're in the position of giving, never feel proud of yourself. And never assume that, you know what, I'm so good to others, I have done this for them, I have done that for them. No, you're only a means. The real favor is actually from Allah. Because so many people have that ability and have that, you know, those resources through which they can benefit people, but are they able to? No, they're not able to. Sometimes they never realize that they should. Sometimes even when they realize, they're not able to benefit others. So if you have been able to benefit someone, the fact is that it is Allah who benefited them through you. So don't give credit to yourself, give credit to Allah. In fact, thank Allah for the blessing of being able to help someone. So when it comes to the name of Allah, Al-Mannan, remember that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Al-Mannan. Only Allah is Al-Mannan, because His favors are truly heavy and huge and great. And His favors are, of course, from a position of higher rank and strength, because Allah is above us. Allahu Akbar. Allah, He is Al-A'la wa Ajal. Yani he is always superior to us. And people, when they do a favor to someone, yani it doesn't necessarily make them superior. So only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mannan. So when we're talking about the name of Allah Al-Mannan, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kathirul Ata, meaning He gives a lot. And He is Azeemul Mawahib, meaning His gifts are huge. They are great. So He gives without being asked. He gives from the beginning to the end. He gives more than what the slave can expect or ever imagine even. And his blessings, His favors are truly huge. When we look at the word man in the Quran, we see, for example, it has been used in the Quran for the favor of freedom from tyranny, freedom from oppression, and victory and success. So for example, in Surah Qasas, ayah number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Bani Israel that وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We intended to show favor to the people who were oppressed in the land. Meaning the Bani Israel were being oppressed by Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to do the Bani Israel a huge favor. How? By granting them freedom from tyranny. So this is a huge blessing from Allah. In Surah Safat, ayah 114 and 115, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. Indeed, we showed a huge favor to Musa and Harun. And this favor, this blessing could truly come from Allah, who is above all, right? And what was that favor? وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. That we rescued them and their people from the great affliction. وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ فَكَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ. We gave them victory. We helped them. So they became those who were victorious. وَآتَيْنَاهُمَا الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ. And we gave them the explicit, the very clear book. So we see over here that man is what? Man is freedom from tyranny. Man is victory. Man is guidance. And these are truly huge favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learned that man is safety. when Qarun was swallowed in by the earth, the people said, لَوْلَا أَمَّنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do us a huge favor, he could have caused us to swallow, he could have caused us to be swallowed by the earth also. Any safety is also a huge favor. And truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the greatest, he is able to give this favor and blessing to us. When it comes to the gift of guidance, this is also described as a huge favor from Allah. So we learn in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 164, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has indeed given the believers a huge favor. What? إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. When he sent to them a messenger from among themselves, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, who recites to them Allah's verses, who purifies them and teaches them the book and teaches them the wisdom. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And indeed they were before that in clear error. So guidance, knowledge of the Quran, the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is a huge blessing from Allah. Because if we didn't have it, then what would our lives be? Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr, that mankind is in loss. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, except for the people who believe and do good deeds. Wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. So how would we know what iman is, what amal salih is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not sent us the gift of guidance, the huge favor of guidance? And then we see that iman, faith, is also a huge blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 94, كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُم مِّن قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. That is how you used to be before. Meaning there was a time when you didn't believe. There was a time when you were not upon guidance. And it is Allah who bestowed a huge favor upon you. So ascertain and don't be hasty when you're dealing with people. In Surah Al-Hujurat, ayah 17, بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. It is Allah who has done a huge favor to you, that He has guided you to faith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mannan. So remember that His gifts, or the reward that He gives to His slaves, they are endless. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told in Surah Al-Qalam, ayah 3, وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ, that you will certainly have a reward that is غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ, meaning it is never going to be interrupted. Because man also means to, it primarily means to cut something off. And the thing is that when a huge favor is given to someone, then their neediness is cut off, in the sense that their need is fulfilled now. They're no longer desperate, right? And it also cuts off their tongue, in the sense that they're not able to say anything now, because al-ihsan yaqta'u al-lisan. So the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, it is غير ممنون, and this is of course for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when people will be in Jannah, they will say, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed a huge favor upon us, and He saved us from the punishment of the scorching heat of the fire, meaning Jahannam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mannan, what is it that we are supposed to do? Our job is, again, to acknowledge His great favors. Acknowledge His great favors. The blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us are not just gifts. They're also huge favors, without which we could not survive. They're huge favors because of which we are forever indebted to Allah, which means that no matter how much we thank Him and praise Him and show obedience to Him, it's never ever going to be enough. So, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Express and talk about the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Meaning, thank Him for the blessings that Allah has given you. And talk about the huge blessings that you feel are very significant in your life. So we see that, for example, Yusuf alayhi salam, when his family was united again, we learned that he said, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. First of all, he said to his brothers, when his brothers recognized him, that قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done a huge favor to us, right? And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mannan, this means that when Allah has benefited us through certain people, then we acknowledge that also. You see, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a huge favor. Recognize that. And then we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his own example, he showed us how we should recognize the favors that people have done to us. So for example, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thanked and praised Allah. And then he said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَحَدٌ أَمَنَّ عَلَيَّ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ مِنْ أَبِي بَكْرِ بْنِ أَبِي قُحَافَةَ, that there is no one who has done more favor to me with his life and his property than Abu Bakr. So, أَمَنَّ عَلَيَّ, meaning he has been, his favors on me have been huge. And the Prophet ﷺ publicly acknowledged that. So recognize the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you directly, the huge favors that He gives you directly, and also recognize the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you through people. Acknowledge them and thank them. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mannan, this means that we should never think that we have done enough to thank and praise Allah, that we have done our part, that we are doing Allah a favor by worshiping Him. Never, ever. Never assume that. Because Allah is al-Mannan. We are the recipients of His favors. We can never show favor to Allah. Astaghfirullah. We learned that in Surah Al-Hujurat, Ayah 17. You know, the people, they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know, and they would remind him of the fact that, you know, what we believe, and we are Muslims, and why would they do that? As if they were showing favor to him, that it's a big deal that we have accepted Islam, and you know what, this is good for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yamununa alayka an aslamu, they consider it to be a favor on you that they have accepted Islam. Meaning they think that they're doing you a favor by being Muslim. And sometimes this is what we think, that if we are reciting Quran, oh mom, you should better be happy with me, because you know what? I recited the Quran. All right, dad, you know what? You better be pleased with me, because you know what? I prayed my salah. When you do good, you're not doing anyone a favor. Not Allah, not your parents, not the people who taught you, not the people who reminded you. No. It is you who is the recipient of favor from Allah when you are able to do something good. When you're able to do something good, you are actually receiving a huge favor from Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Tell them that do not consider it to be a favor that you have accepted Islam. You're not doing me a favor by accepting Islam. It is Allah who has done you a favor by giving you the ability to accept Islam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mannan, this means that we should not remind people of the favors that we have done to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَمْنُن تَسْتَكْثِرْ. Do not show favor in order to increase. So for example, you do a favor to someone so that they praise you, they thank you, they like you, they follow you, right? You like someone's posts in hopes that they will like you. You follow them, demanding that they follow you. يعني لا تمنون تستكثر. Don't give in order to demand something in return. No, stop expecting. This is not generosity, this is greed. And once you have done a favor to someone, don't keep reminding them. Because this will ruin the reward of your gift or of the goodness that you have done. لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Do not nullify your reward, your charities by man and other. And we learn that when people remind others of the favors that they have done them, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly dislikes. In a hadith, we learn that there are three types of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even speak with on the day of judgment. He will be so angry with them. Allah will not even talk to them. He will not purify them. They will have a painful punishment. And of them is who? Al-Mannan. Meaning a person who constantly reminds people of the favors that he has done them. I helped you. I wrote this for you. I helped you with your homework. I gave you this. I gave you that. So you owe it to me. Al-Mannan. Astaghfirullah. This is a mindset. This is a mindset. You see, when a person is a taker, they're constantly focused on taking from people. They use any means and every means to gain advantage. So even when they're giving something to someone, it is with the intention of taking something from them in return. And such a person only wastes his reward. Such a person, ruins his relationships. But when a person is focused on giving, when a person is a giver, then they're not focused on seeing how they can take advantage from people. They're focused on how they can benefit others. And when a person is focused on benefiting others, then guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps them. So don't be selfish. Don't be greedy. Don't be a taker. Be a giver. And when you will give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deprive you because He is Al-Mannan. And then we see that we learn that la yadkhulu al-jannata mannan, that a mannan person, meaning a person who is constantly reminding people of the favors that he has done them, such a person will not enter Jannah, because the thing is that such people ruin the fun, basically. Right? They give you a gift, for example, and you instantly feel like, you know what, this is a mistake. I should not accept a favor from them because tomorrow they're going to start demanding from me. Or next moment they're going to start demanding from me. You feel afraid even when they give you a smile, right? You feel afraid even when they give you, when they pass you water, right? Because you feel worried that now they're going to come and start demanding from me. So such people ruin the fun wherever they go. They spread unpleasantness. So such people are not in Jannah. This is why we should remove, we should correct ourselves. And Al-Mannan as a person, it has been described as a person who does not give anything except that he reminds people of it. And you can only do that if you keep count of the things that you are giving people, of the help that you are offering people. You keep count of it, right? The thing is that you should give and forget about it, right? Offer help, give whatever that you can and forget about it. Don't keep it in your head that, you know what, I helped them 3 years ago and they still haven't reciprocated. I gave them a gift and there is no acknowledgement. I sent them a nice message and there was no response. Give and forget about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you deserve. And the thing is that when you give something, your intention should be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be seeking reward from Allah azza wa jal, not from people. And such people, then what happens is that when they start expecting from people, they also think that they're doing Allah a favor by doing something good. So then a person says things like, I made dua, it was not accepted. I gave sadaqah, I was truthful, I was generous, I was honest, I kept all my fasts, I prayed regularly, I recited so much Quran, yet my du'as were not answered. Yet I am in difficulty. Yet I am unwell. Yani, did you do all those good deeds as a favor to Allah that you think you deserve? Whatever it is that you please. So distance yourself from such behavior and correct yourself. Remind yourself that when I do good, it is actually Allah who has given me the ability to do good. I'm not doing a favor. I'm actually receiving a favor. When I help someone, I am actually the recipient of Allah's favor. Consider yourself as always someone who is in need of Allah, someone who is receiving benefit from Allah, and stay humble like this. How is it that we can call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this name? I mentioned the dua earlier, and this dua is the dua which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard a man making, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised that dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd, la ilaha illa anta, wahdaka la sharika lak, al-mannan, badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, dhul jalali wal-ikram. The next name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will be looking at is the name Al-Jawad. Al-Jawad, the generous. This name, Al-Jawad, occurs in the Sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ جَوَادٌ يُحِبُّ الْجُودِ, that indeed Allah, the Majestic, the Sublime, He is Jawad, He is generous. يُحِبُّ الْجُودِ, He loves generosity. And He is generous Himself, and He loves to give, and He loves the act of giving. So when His slaves give, they are generous, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that in His slaves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Jawad, and this name is mentioned in the Sunnah. Now, Al-Jawad is the one who does jud, right? So what is jud? Jud is gracious giving, okay? Meaning it is to give, not just to give, but to give generously, to give a lot, and to give without being asked, before being asked. Why? So that the other does not have to experience the humility of begging. So for example, you see someone who is clearly thirsty, right? So don't just wait for them to ask you for water. You go and get water for them. This is jud. Why? How is it jud? Because you didn't wait for them to ask you. You saw the need, you recognized it, and you got up and you fulfilled the need. And a person or someone who is generous in this way, then they're not just generous once in a while. They're actually extremely generous, and they're generous in many ways. So this is why jud is extreme generosity. It is gracious giving. So you see, for example, if you're only giving when you're asked, then what does that mean? You will give rarely. But when you give without being asked, this means that you're always looking for opportunities to give and to benefit people, right? So remember that if one gives when asked, that is karam. But when a person gives, when someone gives without being asked, that is jud, okay? And in the Arabic language, we see the jad al-matar. Matar, rain, when the verb jada is used to describe rain, it is when rain has been abundant, or rain that was basically heaviest rain possible. And you cannot imagine a rain that would be more abundant than that particular rain. Yani it's the heaviest rain possible. Okay, when jud is used for a horse, it is a horse that runs really fast, such that it outstrips others. Okay, that it always gets ahead of others. So this is the meaning of jud. It is generosity. It is to be extremely generous, to outstrip others, to be generous, yani to the max, beyond which yani you cannot even imagine, or basically more than what you can imagine, more than what you can expect. And it is to give without being asked. So this is the concept of jud. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves jud. He is jawad. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is jawad, it means that first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity is greater than any generosity imagined or combined together. Think about the generosity of people. Some people, mashallah, they're very generous, always looking for opportunities to benefit others, to give others. Some acts of generosity, you're moved to tears because of them. Some acts of generosity, they're so beautiful. And we see different forms of generosity, right? So combine all acts of generosity from people, all of that, yani it's not even a speck, okay, compared to the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because His generosity is immeasurable, because there is no one except that they benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's jood, right? Yani consider how long the skies and the earth have been in existence. Consider how many creatures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread over the land and the sea, in the depths of the ocean, in the depths of the earth, on the surface of the earth, all parts of the world. And how many creatures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and spread just on the earth. How many there were before, how many there are now, and how many there will be in the future. Allahu Akbar. And every single creature, every single moment is benefiting from the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His generosity is immeasurable. And this means that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-jawad, He is way too generous, more than we can even imagine. And you consider the fact that when people disobey Allah, He lets them sleep in the night as if they never disobeyed Him. He lets them enjoy good food, and He lets them enjoy the good things of the world as if they had never sinned. He continues to protect them. He continues to provide them. He continues to maintain them. He answers them when they ask Him. He accepts them when they repent to Him. Could we ever fathom His generosity? It is beyond our imagination. And then we see that when people are generous, even when creatures are generous to one another, this is also because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He inspires generosity to His creatures. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-jawad, it means that He loves to give. And when He loves to give, when people do not ask Him, or when they feel that, you know, it's beneath them to ask Him, then this is something that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in a hadith we learn that لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ, that whoever does not ask Allah, then Allah becomes angry with him. Allah is angry with him, that how dare you not ask Allah? What do you think? He's not going to give you? What do you think? He doesn't have enough? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to give, which means that we better ask Him. And remember that His treasures do not diminish by giving to His servants. And one more thing we should remember is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-jawad, He is truly, He is extremely generous. Sometimes people wonder that how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give me then when I ask Him? How come, I've been making dua for such and such thing for so long and I still don't have it? If Allah is generous, then how come I am deprived of His generosity? No, correct your way of thinking. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds something from a slave, then that does not contradict His generosity. Because first of all, it is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you nothing. You are failing to recognize the gifts that Allah has given you, the huge favors that Allah has given you, right? Because it's not that Allah has given you nothing. He has given you a lot, but you're just focused on what you don't have, right? What others have been given, and you are neglecting and completely overlooking everything else that Allah has given you. So His withholding does not contradict His generosity. And besides, when He withholds, when He does not give you something, then He decides to do that. This is His decision to not give you something at a certain point. And that decision is based on His wisdom. It is based on His knowledge, because He knows what to give to whom, at what time, in what amount, at which place. So trust His decision. Remember that His withholding does not contradict His generosity. So what are we supposed to do when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-jawad? Of course, this means that we should realize His gifts. We should believe that He is more generous than what I think He is. You see, sometimes shaitan, in the Quran also we learn that shaitan said that وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, that you will not find most of them to be grateful. And most of the children of Adam will not be grateful. So Shaitan makes us focus on what is missing. Shaitan makes us focus on what we don't have. He makes us think negatively about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about Adam alayhi salam and Hawa. They were in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them so much in Jannah and had given them so much freedom, right? That eat freely from whatever that you want, right? Min haythu shi'tum, min haythu shi'tuma, ragadan min haythu shi'tuma, freely from wherever that you want. Meaning, eat as much as you want from wherever that you want. Don't have any hesitation. Yani, all of this is for you. However, there was one restriction, one limitation. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ Don't go near this particular tree. That's it. Just one tree. Everything else, you got it. You can enjoy it without limit, without any restriction. But just one tree, you cannot have. And what did Shaitan do? Shaitan told them to eat from that particular tree. And he told them that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you not to eat from that tree is because if you eat from it, you will become angels and you will become immortals. So he made them focus on what they were not supposed to have, on what was not given to them. And this is what Shaitan does to us as well, right? That out of all the millions of blessings that Allah has given us, and he makes us forget about all of them and just keep thinking about what is missing. So this line of thinking is from who? It is inspired by Shaitan. So remind yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extremely generous to me, ever generous to me, over and over. And if I feel that Allah has not given me something, yani I shouldn't think like this. Because the fact is that Allah has given me a lot. And remember, earlier we learned that even when He withholds something from you, in fact, He is giving you something. Because when He withholds something from you, you get the opportunity to be patient, right? And with that patience, what do you get? A lot of reward. We focus only on the present. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for us forever, right? So we focus only on the now. That's why we become greedy for things right now. And we don't want to be patient. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds certain things for us, that is an opportunity for us to be patient so that we can have endless reward in the future. And also, through depriving us, He gives us certain other things. So realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever generous. Recognize His gifts. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-jawad, we see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that yuhibbul jud, He loves generosity, meaning He loves to give, so ask Him. And He loves giving, which means that we should also give. We should also be generous. He loves jud. So give how, when, give before being asked. Don't wait to be asked by others. What, you know, notice, observe. And put yourself in the shoes of other people and see that if I were here, what would I need, right? If I were in a position like that, what would be convenient for me? Save people the embarrassment of asking. Don't wait to be asked. And also this means that give more than what you think people deserve. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ajwadun nas, the most generous of all people. Right? Which means that He gave so much to people. And sometimes, you know, we start measuring that, you know what, this person has only, you know, been good to me in this and that way. So this much of a gift is enough for them. Right? I don't need to give them a better gift than this. No, give people more than what you think they deserve. And how is it that we can be generous? We can be generous in a number of ways. We can be generous by being of service and help to others and begin at home. Don't just wait to earn your degree in nonprofit so that you can work with a nonprofit organization so that you can make an impact in the world. Any, that's excellent, mashallah. That's your long-term dream. But begin where you are, at home. See how you can be of service to people. How is it that you can benefit them? How is it that you can show generosity? And sometimes that can be simply by putting someone else's dishes away as soon as they're done eating, right? They can do that themselves, or they can ask you to put their dishes away. But why not? You're standing right next to them. They're still sitting. They're done eating. Their dishes are right in front of them. You could pick them up and take them away. Don't wait to be asked by, you know, people at home to do certain things, right? To fill gas in the car, to throw the garbage out, to vacuum. You know, these are simple, basic things. But it's a whole lifestyle. It's a whole mindset. So adopt the mindset of generosity, of giving, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the act of giving. And then be generous with the position that Allah has given you, whether it is, your status, your age, your money, your connections, whatever privileges Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, use them to be of benefit to people. Be generous with your time. Be generous with your knowledge. Be generous with your limbs, meaning use this body to help people. Use your hands, use your physical strength. MashaAllah, you know, some men, so much strength in their bodies, but they're sitting down on, you know, with their phones and their wives, subhanAllah, going up and down, doing laundry, carrying children, cooking, cleaning, constantly doing physical work. And MashaAllah, people who are so able-bodied are just sitting, relaxing, chilling. Okay, fine, you are bringing money home and you expect that your wife works at home. But that doesn't mean that when you're at home, you do nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was his way when he was at home? He would be in the service of his family. He would be in the service of his family. He would be helping his family. Subhanallah, heavy dishes, women are cooking in them, cleaning them, washing them. These dishes are big, you know, heavy to carry. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you strong arms, don't just flex them and take, you know, selfies and post them online. No, use those muscles to help someone in need. And that could be your own sister, your own mother, your own wife who is struggling with, you know, carrying heavy dishes, for example. What good is this body if you're not using it in showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And gratitude is not just by, you know, saying alhamdulillah. Gratitude is also with action, amal. اعملوا على داود الشكر. Work in thankfulness, right? So do something in thankfulness. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to see, to listen, to type fast, or to download things, etc. Whatever skills Allah has given you, whatever ability Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, use that to show generosity to people. And then part of generosity is also to be patient with people, to show pardon, to be tolerant, to exhibit gracious manners, good manners. All of this is part of Jood. So show generosity. And we learn that as long as a person is, helping people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also helps him. So show generosity so that you can receive generous gifts from Allah Azza wa Jal. The next name that we will be looking at is the name of Allah Al-Muhsin. Al-Muhsin, the excellent, the giver of good. We see that the name Al-Muhsin doesn't occur in the Quran. However, the verb or the act of ihsan, of doing good, of giving good, that is mentioned for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala numerous times in the Quran. For example, in Surah Qasas, ayah 77, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good as Allah has done good to you. Allah has done good to you. In Surah Yusuf, ayah 100, we learn, Yusuf alayhi salam said, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ, that my Lord was very good to me when he brought me out of prison. In Surah Talaq, ayah 11, قَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْقًا, Allah will have perfected for him a provision. So the verb أَحْسَنَ, it has been used multiple times in the Quran for Allah Azza wa Jal. And when it comes to the name Al-Muhsin, this of course is mentioned in the Sunnah and not in the Quran. And there are three ahadith in which we see the name Muhsin being mentioned. We see that there's a hadith in At-Tabarani where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allaha Muhsinun yuhibbul ihsan." That indeed Allah is Muhsin, he is excellent. He is the giver of goodness, and he loves ihsan. He loves excellence. He loves it when people do good, when people give what is good. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, when you pass judgment, then be just. And when you speak, then be good. فَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. Beautiful. In another hadith, we learn the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُحْسِنٌ يُحِبُّ الْإِحْسَانِ فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقَتْلَ. That Allah is muhsin, he loves ihsan. So when you're killing, meaning if you must kill, then do that in the best way. Yani don't torture. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. Even when you are slaughtering an animal, then do that in the best way, right? Meaning, in other ahadith, we learn about how, you know, the knife should be sharp. It should not be sharpened before the animal. An animal should not be slaughtered in front of another animal. Yani, even the most difficult things, you know, apparently an action that seems so merciless can be done in a beautiful way. It can be done in a good way. And then we learn in another hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مُحْسِنٌ فَأَحْسِنُوا. That indeed Allah is muhsin, therefore you should also do ihsan. So what does ihsan mean? And all of these ahadith that I mentioned to you, Shaykh Albani has authenticated them. Now, ihsan basically means three things. Ihsan, first of all, means at-tazheen. Tazheen meaning to beautify something. Because husn is beauty, ihsan is to make something beautiful. At-tazheen, to beautify. Secondly, ihsan also means al-in'am ala al-ghayr, meaning to do good to someone, to show favor to someone, right? To give them what is good. It is basically more than adl. Adl is to be fair, to be just with someone, to give them what they deserve. But ihsan is to do someone a favor, okay? And then thirdly, ihsan is also in one's actions, al-ihsan fil fi'l, meaning whatever that someone is doing, they do that in an excellent way. And that is only possible when a person has knowledge and they have the skill, meaning they know how to do it, how to do that action in a good way, and they also do it in a good way. So for example, you are preparing something for people to eat. Right. One is that you just randomly put the ingredients together and you just serve whatever that is there. And you just tell people, too bad, this is all you got. Right. Okay, fine. You brought food to the table. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. But if that food is burnt or if that food is inedible because of the way that it has been prepared, or it lacks any flavor, or it is raw, or, you know, it's rotten, or you know, that the ingredients are not suitable for people, that is not ihsan. Okay, ihsan would be, for example, you are preparing food, you prepare that in the best way possible, in the best way that you can, with knowledge, with skill, with expertise, and, you know, with your heart, lovingly, attentively. So you make sure that the food you bring is cooked properly, it tastes good, and it also looks good, the presentation is good. This is ihsan fil fi'l. So ihsan includes all three things. It is at-tazheen, it is al-in'am ala al-ghayr, and it is also al-ihsan fil fi'l. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muhsin. What does that mean? It means that first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is excellent. He is excellent in every way, forever, for always. He was always good. He is good. And he is always attributed with perfection and excellence and goodness. We learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. His names are excellent. He is always attributed with perfection. Secondly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muhsin, this means that there is nothing except that it benefits from his goodness, from his generosity, from his favors. So he is the giver of good. And look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. And He has guided it. He has taught it. He has provided it. And it's amazing how, you see, human beings, for example, it takes children a very long time to learn to be independent, to even, you know, for example, use the bathroom on their own, or to eat their food themselves, or to get dressed themselves. And it takes ever so long for them to stand on their feet, to earn an income, you know, to provide for themselves. It takes years and years for people to do that. But and there's other creatures, subhanAllah, within weeks, they're completely independent. For example, a housefly or a hamster, a mouse. It is weaned at about 4 weeks or something, 3 or 4 weeks, which means that it is ready to live on its own. It knows how to look after itself. It knows how to make its burrow. It knows when to sleep, where to sleep. It knows how to find food for itself. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has perfected everything that He has created. He has created it in such a beautiful manner, in such an excellent way. The way in which we work is filled with deficiencies. But the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works, صُنْعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That this is the work of Allah who has perfected everything. So in Surah Al-Sajdah, Ayah 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has أَحْسَنَ everything that He has created, meaning He has created it in the best way, in a very good way. And then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhsin, meaning in all of His actions, in all of His decrees. So nothing that He does is useless. Nothing that He does is random. Rather, it is good. It is filled with goodness. So we learn, وَصَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ وَرَزَقَكُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. That Allah, He gave you, He fashioned you, He gave you your forms. And the form that He has given you is excellent. فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ. And he has done it. He has done that in the best way. He has given you your form in the best way possible. Which means that, for example, consider the human body. The fact that the human body is alive, it's such an intricate body, so many systems, so many things that are happening inside it. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ. He has truly done an excellent job. There is no room for us to criticize or to find fault or to, say that this is imperfect and that is imperfect. You know, the problem is that we suffer from the disease of arrogance. We suffer from the disease of ingratitude, which is why there was a time when people were not happy with big lips, and now people will pay to have bigger lips. Allahu Akbar. The problem is with us, but we like to find fault in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhsin, it means that His commands, His decrees are excellent. So in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 50, Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. Who could be better than Allah? وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Who could be better than Allah in judgment for a people who believe with conviction? So He is Muhsin, He is the giver of goodness, who perfects what He does. He is excellent in His decrees, in His commands, in His decisions. And because of that, He also rewards His slaves with goodness in this life and also in the next life. In Surah Yunus, Ayah 26, we learn, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ. Those who do good, for them is the excellent reward and even more. In Surah Al-Rahman, Ayah 60, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for goodness except for goodness? So when Allah is Muhsin, it means that He shows Ihsan. He does Ihsan. He appreciates the good that people do, and He gives them more than what they have done, meaning His reward is even more generous. So when Allah is Muhsin, what are we supposed to do? It means that first of all, we should acknowledge, we should recognize his ihsan, his perfection, that my Lord is perfect in what he has decided, in what he has commanded, in what he has done. He is perfect. The problem may be in me, but not in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided. So raditu billahi rabba. I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. And then when Allah is muhsin, this means that we should believe that in everything that Allah decides, there is goodness. And even though we might feel that something is really painful, in reality, there is goodness in it. When the slander against Aisha radiallahu anha was, you know, going around, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding it, he revealed regarding it, لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Do not think that it was something bad for you. In fact, it was something good for you. It was something good for you. Yani, something so painful for Aisha radiallahu anha, for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, for the Muslim community. Yani, when we read about that story, when we reflect over it, we are moved to tears today. We are so hurt by it. That how could people say something so bad about Aisha radiallahu anha, out of all people, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How could they? Why? Yani, this hurts us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't think it is bad for you. It's actually good for you. So Allah is muhsin, meaning in everything that he decides, everything that he allows, there is actually goodness in it. So focus on that goodness, seek that goodness, and believe that that goodness is there. And when you believe this way, then everything that happens in your life will actually be an opportunity. Every so-called failure will also be an experience that will teach you. Every loss will actually be a gain for you. So believe Allah is good, and only good comes from Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ, in your hand is all good, meaning all good is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah is al-muhsin, it means that we should also do ihsan in our worship, that we worship Allah with excellence, not, you know, worshiping just because, you know, another check mark. Yes, I have done my job. No, beautify it. Because remember, ihsan is also tazyeen, to beautify. And it is also to do one's work in an excellent way. So we are worshiping, we are praying salah, but let us do it in the best way possible. Ihsan with the creation, with people, in the way that we speak to them, in the way that we interact with them, in the way that we spend our wealth on them. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, in Surah Baqarah, ayah 195. Do ihsan because Allah loves those who do ihsan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا عِبَادَةَ اللَّهِ. Wherever you are, do good in worshipping Allah. Meaning when you worship Allah, do that with ihsan. And we see that this is one of the objectives of our creation. One of the reasons why we have been created. In Surah Al-Mulk, ayah 2, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah is the one who has created death and life in order to test you as to which of you are good in your actions. Are you going to do ahsan amal, or are you just going to do average, basic amal? And specifically do ihsan with the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do ihsan towards. And that is our parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. Surah Ahqaf, ayah 15, Allah says that we have instructed, we have commanded the human being to be good to his parents, to do ihsan towards his parents. And when you do ihsan, remember, you will receive Allah's help, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And when you do ihsan, remember, Allah will not waste your effort. إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Surah Al-Kahf, ayah 30. We do not allow to go waste the reward of those who do good. Because Allah is muhsin himself. He loves ihsan. So the ihsan you do is not going to be wasted. So expect only the best from Allah. And whatever good you do, do it for Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, we will conclude over here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.